A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Ayin Aleph, Erevin 71a, pagination, page 141, at the Mishnah, which is the beginning of a line, at the second half of the page. Normally, when we have an Erev Chatzeros or Shtufei Mevaos, there are conscious contributions that are made in order to join the different families or areas together through the food that's placed into a specific keli, a specific vessel. The Mishnah considers what happens if they were already joined because they were business partners. Balabayis ha-yeshutef l'shcheinov, a balabayis that was a partner with his neighbors, lezebeyayin v'lezebeyayin, wine partnership with one, and a separate wine partnership with the other, einan tzrichim la'arev, they do not have to do a special eruv, because it is already in place. By definition, they are partners. This is one of the major considerations that's made when a group, a party, a Shabbaton, takes residence in a hotel. So as far as those participants go, there is automatically a certain amount of eruv regarding the food that's in the kitchen that is collective to all of them. You do have to pay attention what happens regarding Kenyan, regarding the non-Jewish dwellers who aren't included in a food method of partnership, but rather have to be with a Kenyan, an act of acquisition. And you also have to pay attention what happens if there are other Jewish residents in the hotel for this Shabbos. And this has happened in which the group that has, let's say, a Shever Brachos or a Bar Mitzvah in the hotel thinks that everything's okay because they're joined, and then they find out that there's a husband-wife that are vacationing, and they show up to Minyan, and no one realized that there were other Jewish residents, and that has to be taken into consideration when you set up the Erev to begin with. But again, if there was a shutfus from before, so there's a description here, even if that shutfus, that partnership, was only a business partnership, in certain applications, that would suffice for the purposes of Erev. Again, the first case over here is wine and wine. The Mishnah continues, lezebeyayin v'lezebeshemen, but if you have a partnership with one in wine and one in oil, tzrichim la'ariv, they would still need to do an eruv, because wine and oil aren't sufficient if they were in place from a partnership, are not sufficient to join the people for purposes of eruv. There is a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer echad ze ve'echad ze einan tzrichim la'ariv. Rabbi Shimon holds, even wine and oil you don't have to, but we're going to work with the opinion of the Tanakhama that when you're dealing with wine and oil, you would have to do a separate Erev, and we have to find out why. The Gemara addresses this immediately, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav uvekli echad. The reason wine and wine works is because it's in one vessel. And because it's in one vessel, even though your partnership of wine with one is independent of your partnership in wine with the other, but because it's in one keli, that joins everybody. Amar Rava, Rava says, Dekanami. This makes a lot of sense in understanding the Mishnah. Diktani lezebe yayin velezebe shemen tzrichim la'ariv. Because it says that when you have wine and oil, they have to do a separate Erev Chatzeres. The wine and oil don't join to give you an Eruv. If you tell me that the first case, wine and wine, was in one vessel, And the second case, the case of wine and oil, is in two vessels, as is normal. If you have wine, you join it in one vessel. If you have oil with wine, you're keeping them in two different vessels. So then, Shapir, I understand why wine and oil is different, because it's in two different vessels. Eliyamad Resha Bishnei Kalim Vesefer Bishnei Kalim. But if you tell me that the first case and the second case are both in two different vessels, that he had a partnership of wine with one in one vessel, and a partnership of wine with another in a different vessel, and the wine and oil also are, as you would expect, in two different vessels. So then, mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen. What's the difference between wine and wine? What's the difference between wine and oil? Either way, if it's in two different vessels, either it should work or it should not work. And therefore, what stands is Rav's statement that they were joined in one vessel by the wine, and that's why it's a successful Eruv, even though it was not gathered for the purpose of Eruv, it was gathered for the purpose of a business partnership independent of Shabbos considerations. Now, normally, the rule regarding one vessel or two vessels is that if there's a collection and there's overflow from one vessel, you're allowed to move on to the second vessel. The issue is that we're looking that it should be an Eruv. It should look that everybody's joined together without hakpada, without feeling separate one from the other. Imagine if everybody would purposely keep their contribution in a separate vessel. So you take one look at this and you say, they might be trying to do an Eruv, but they're not. They're not joining. So it has to be that it's all put in one vessel, and the only time you would move on to a second vessel is if the first one clearly was full and you needed to. But it's still a statement of trying to join. Over here, the wine and wine are liquids, they truly are joining, and therefore, even though it was collected as a business partnership, it's sufficient. The wine and the oil seems to have the explanation that it's in two different vessels, and that's why they are not joining. The question would be, what happens if you purposely put the wine and oil in the same vessel? Would that create a situation where, even though it was collected for business partnership, it should work because it's physically in one vessel? And indeed, the Ramah in Simon Shin Pei Vav, Sif Gimel, writes that even if you had two people joined in business, Laze b'yayin v'laze b'shemen, one with wine, one with oil, but if they would put it b'kli echad, in one vessel, it would be sufficient. And that's how the Ramah learns that our Gemara is simply presenting the fact that the wine and oil are typically in two different vessels. But had you changed that, it would actually change. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Sifkaton Tezayin, that there are many who argue on this, and they hold that wine and oil, by definition, are two different types. They never join. One floats over the other. And therefore, even if you would put it into one vessel, it's as if it's in separate vessels. They don't join. And therefore, the wine and the oil would not join if they were originally collected for business purposes. Another consideration which the Bir Halacha presents is what happens if people were joined for business purposes with food particles, food pieces of bread, for example. So does that automatically have the allowance, as wine did, once it's in one vessel, it joins. Or the Bir Halacha brings opinions that there's a concern here that that does not work because the wine, at least, was a liquid and it joined everything together. The bread, even though it's in one vessel, but since it was gathered for business purposes, it needs an extra push, which it doesn't have, in order to make it an Eruv adjoining. But because it's solid, it does not have that extra push, and each piece is sitting independently, and if it was gathered for business purposes, the Bir Halacha says you can't extrapolate this leniency of wine, which joins with the other wine, and extrapolate that to the cases of solid food, pieces of bread, and he says those would not join for the purposes of Eruv. You would have to make an independent Eruv. One of the interesting considerations which the Bir Halacha mentions is what would happen by a Tevul Yom, a person who's only left with a minor form of Toma, who touches whatever's in this vessel. And the calculation that's suggested is if his touching whatever's on top would conduit the Tuma to whatever's on bottom, so then these items are considered joined. But if a Tevul Yom would touch the top and it would not conduit the Tuma to the bottom, that means that they are not considered one unit, and in that case he would say that it does not work as a joining for purposes of Eruv. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.